Now the main theme of the first Peter is living hope in the trial. So this is our privilege. Right? It's truly grace. Because most people, when they encounter trials, encounter failure, encounter difficulties, disasters, dangerous, they might lose faith. They might just get depressed, maybe. But this is our privilege when we encounter difficulties, when we encounter rejection, encounter disappointment, and we still can smile. It's our grace from God. So the main theme is talking about the living hope through the trial. And the first chapter, in the beginning, talk about the salvation. And salvation through the reborn. And also talk about, we have two levels of reborn. The first time, when we receive water baptism, then we receive rebirth, reborn from the water. Because our life will be changed before the dead life. But right now, it's live again, raised up from the dead through the water. The second time, in chapter 1, verse 25, having been born again, right? Having been born again, and through the last part, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So the second time, the second level of rebirth, or reborn again, the born again is through the word of God. So we have to listen to the word of God. That's why we have to come here, to listen to the word of God, or join the service to listen to the word of God, to cleanse our deed, to cleanse our thoughts. So we have to, you know, the first time is a past tense, it's a past already. And the second level, the second type of rebirth is like a present progressive, continue, it's ongoing process. And also a lifelong process. So this is a lifelong process. So the first chapter talks about salvation and reborn. So chapter 2, then what should we do, right? Since we receive the salvation from the Lord and also reborn from the Lord, then what we should do? Then chapter 2, talking about what we can do, our duty. So chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 3, talk about two ways to perform our duty. The first way we call passive. Because we have lay aside worldly things. Then active way, verse 2, to desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So grow, right? We have to grow in the faith, in the Lord. So desire the pure milk. So baby, like a baby, right? Baby only take a milk. Only eat milk, because only one choice. Because right now, we have many options. Like when you go to the buffet, many options, right? Many dishes. So you just get confused, which one you like to take, right? You just go around a couple minutes. You still cannot decide which one you, because maybe 100 dishes, right? Buffet. Too many. There are too many options that confuse you. It actually is bother you. So if only one option, then it's good for us. So only one option for baby, only milk. And this was a pure milk. It's a spiritual milk. So we have to desire. So sometimes we call our newcomer, right? Newcomer, we say a truth seeker. In Chinese, it's a 慕道者. 听得懂吗？慕道啊 ，I'm sorry， Kevin, you could not understand Chinese. But Chinese and also Irene, you could not understand, yeah. And that's a couple of you. I said, 慕道者,听到当然介绍,慕道者, okay, thank you. 慕道, actually, we are 慕道 too, we are desire, because when we say truth, they are truth seeker, they seek, they come here to seek truth, right? Yeah, I said, we too, we have to seek the truth, desire the truth, so actually, we are 慕道者. Even me too, right? Me too, I am the truth seeker. Are you a truth seeker? Truth seeker? Yes, yes. Not just for the newcomer, actually, we are too. Okay. So we have to desire, okay, desire. And when we desire, of course, we will run fast. Like a line up, right? Line up. You want to line up the first one or last one, or middle, of course, the first one, right? If you are, you know, sometimes when we have, special activities. And then if you line up, right, line up, then we have $1,000, and then the first 10 can get them $100 for free, $100 for free. I have $1,000 here, if you line up. Everyone can get 100, because I only have 1,000, so only can give two people, then if you line up. Then of course you will not up the first one, right? Or not up. So if we desire something, then we'll line up the first in the first position. And every Sabbath we'll come here early to listen to the word of God. But you can see nowadays our members just take easy, slow down, right? Take easy, like this way. Not a rush. We'll be rush. So be the church on time, tell your parents on time. When your parents could not finish laundry, just tomorrow, don't worry, just or after come back from church. Okay, so this active way to desire the pure milk. Then verse 4, to talk about living stone, the living stone. Our Christ will become living stone, and this living stone has been through trial, have gone through trials, this living stone. Yeah. Because our Jesus Christ have gone temptations. And these temptations actually so sternly, so seriously. Of course, you cannot imagine, right? Even Satan talked to Jesus. If you are son of God, then you can turn the stone into bread. Right? If you are son of God, so try to aggravate Jesus. And the second time, Satan said, if you are the son of God, then you can jump. You can jump from the top of the tabernacle, the temple, the top of the temple. If you are TJC members, if you are TJC, it's true, then you can jump right from the chapel, the top of chapel, jump from there. If your church is true, then you can jump, right? Because your God will help you, will protect you. And the third time, if you bow down to me, then I will give all the glory of the world to you. So three times. And Jesus also went through, experienced, reject by only his brothers, right? Rejected by his brother. And sometimes it might be rejected by your friend, rejected by your co-worker, by your colleague, maybe by your friend. And Jesus also went through Mark, and also finally on the cross. So we can see he suffered many things. Because he suffered for us, so we can gain security. We can gain peace. We can gain healing. So this is living stones. Living stones means the stone still available for us, still available for us. Because some people say the Holy Spirit happened in 2,000 years ago, Pentecost. It happened in 2,000 years ago. So we don't have to pursue the Holy Spirit. It's past tense. Hey, Jesus is a living stone still available right now. So the Holy Spirit still available right now because living, I'm still alive. So that Jesus Christ is still alive in our heart forever. And also he went through many trials. That's why verse 6. Behold, I there in Zion, a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believe on him will by no means be put to shame. So if you put a trust in God, then we will never feel shame. Never. For the time being, we might encounter failure, difficulties. Yes, it might fail in your test. Maybe when you apply the college, right, it may be rejected by some school. It's normal, this is our life. But don't worry, Jesus won't put shame upon us. Never, if we put our trust to God, into God, then he will help us. Because he went through all different kinds of trials, which we might encounter too. Okay, and then because Jesus is the living stone, and we are living stones as well. So verse 5. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up the spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So we can see two spiritual house and spiritual sacrifice. And what does being sacrificed? Sacrifice means when you give up, right? You give up the less value one in order to get a higher value one. You give up your old computer, like an iPhone 2 or iPhone 1, right? You sacrifice your iPhone 1 in order to get iPhone 5, because iPhone 5 is higher value. iPhone 1 is out of date, right? So you give up in order to get a higher one. So we call sacrifice. So we get up, we give up the worldly things. This is the less value, in order to get a higher value, which means eternal life is a higher value there. So we call sacrifice. And this spiritual house, building up a spiritual house, and spiritual sacrifice. And spiritual house, we need a cornerstone, the foundation, like building up a house. We need to lay down good foundation, and Jesus Christ is a good foundation for us. Then we build up our own house upon that. But this is a spiritual house. It's different from our house, from your house. Then verse 7 and 8, this talk about two type of people to respond to Jesus, two type of people. So how do we respond to Jesus' calling? How do we respond to Jesus' love? Jesus tried to love us. Jesus knocking the door, hey, bang, 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 right? Open the door for me. And some maybe, get over here, don't bother me. Or put a sign, like when you go to hotel, right? They put a sign there, don't bother me. When you want to clean up the room, don't come here, I still stay inside, don't bother me. I mean, some Say, okay, open the door for Jesus. Hey, welcome, welcome. Sit down. What do you need? You need water, you need food. Actually, Jesus prepared everything already. When we talked about it this morning. Jesus also prepared faith. We can see faith, love, and just hope inside prepared for us already. So all things are ready. Just come. So we have to open the door for Jesus and we can find in the rooms there are faith, love, the hope. Then in our life, when we have a faith, you have a self-confidence, right? Because when you have to go looking for the job, you need a self-confidence. When you want to survive in this society, you need a self-confidence. And self-confidence comes from God, because we trust God, He is Almighty God. He is Almighty God. Even Pastor Booty testified from his navy, his niece. See, pile up the resume, right? So not how many, maybe thousand, right? Thousand resumes. But his niece got a job. So we should have confidence because God will help us. When you grow up, your day is so difficult, so competitive. But don't worry, God will help us. So one, some people might reject Jesus, and some people accept Jesus as a savior. And verse 9, see our status. Okay. Because we born again, then we gain the status. What's your status? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. Okay, so four titles. The first is chosen generation. Chosen, special chosen, choose. Like you go to supermarket and you buy the fruit from the apple. And in all the supermarket, they have a lot of apples, right? And you just choose, right? And also, watermelon. How your mother choose watermelon, right? Do you know? Coca-Cola, right? Knock, right? And listen to the sound, knock. So always we choose the best one, the best one. Of course, nobody choose a rotten one, a bad one. Everybody choose the best one. Right? And when after they chose, then they cherish, like a stone, you know. Sometimes you go to riverside, to see, to take a walk, and some stone so beautiful. You know, some stone, like a moon. And some stones like me. Oh, this is a stone. Some picture, some special. Look like a pastor. Yeah, I bring back. This picture look like a tree. Hey, take it back. So special. Then they cherish. This is a very expensive one. So, see, God chose us to be His children. So this chosen generation, a royal priesthood, royal. You know, UK, right? UK, they are Air Force, they call Royal Air Force, 皇家, Royal, just UK, you know, UK. American, of course, was US Air Force, US. But their Air Force called Royal 皇家, Paris, belong to Paris. So there's a Royal Air Force. So how honorable, right? And then, holy nations. Yeah. Then holy nation is only one holy nation. Yeah. And holy nation is all, like this morning we talk about holy nation, holy. And wear white garment. Yeah. And then when we wear white garment, oh, so beautiful. Like a bride, you know, bride, when in the wedding ceremony, and she wear white garment, right? So beautiful, elegant, so beautiful. And also his own special people, special people. So our status is so precious and treacherous. We have to cherish our status. Don't make dirty. Then 11, from verse 10 and 11, we have to, second part of verse 9, the second part of verse 9. Because our status is so special, and God called us to be his chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation, and his own special people. So that you may proclaim, we have to proclaim for Jesus. Proclaim what? Verse 10. We obtain mercy. We obtain mercy because of Jesus' love. So we obtain mercy. We have a special status. Then we have to proclaim to our friend. And verse 11. And then we have to abstain from fleshly lust. Flesh, loti, your body is flesh. So, but what's wrong with your flesh? Our flesh, what's wrong with our flesh? What's wrong with us? Our flesh, my hand, what's wrong with my hand? What's wrong with my eyes, my head, my lung, my heart, my stomach? Abstain from fleshly lust. The lust that Pastor Liang mentioned about lust, desire. This is a part of our nature, desire. When you feel thirsty, then you need you find water to drink. When you feel hungry, then you find food to eat. This is our nature. But beyond this, beyond the boundary, like in the beginning, God created the whole universe, also set up the Garden of Eden. Then every kind of tree, all kind of tree, right? And God said, all can eat, right? All can eat. All can eat a buffet. So buffet, God is the first person to set up buffet. So buffet concept comes from God. Right? God said, all the fruit tree you can eat, buffet, all you can eat. But only one tree do not eat, only one tree. So God set a boundary, right? In this, everything you can eat. Like to me, my wife said, everything you can eat, only fried chicken, fried, because your age, cholesterol, whatever, right? Okay, high blood pressure, so you should not eat it. Only deep fried chicken. Otherwise, you can eat everything. So the boundary, God said boundary, only one tree you cannot eat. Otherwise, you can eat, all you can eat. And also, God invented character, you know, ABC, Chinese, different country, they have a different kind of character, the letter, how to write. Who invented this one? God invented in Genesis. So actually, God invented many things for our human being to use, to follow. Okay, so if beyond this boundary, then we become freshly lost. But we have abstained. And the freshly lost always bring comfort, bring good. We feel good. You know, whatever feel good, sometimes it's not legal. It's legal. It's not lawful. You feel good, taste good, what else? Sense good, look good. So be careful. Because our body needs a good, right? Oh, good, they mean good. That's why some drug, right? Marijuana, pot, now, government try to make it legal for the pot, for the marijuana. Because marijuana can help people feel good, feel high. Oh, just like a walk in the air. Then just forget all the worries. So feel good, huh? That's dangerous. Then 12. Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, and when they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the days of visitation. So I see, observe. The Gentiles will observe us, right? Observe us. Okay. Then from verse 13 to chapter 3, verse 12, talking about submission, the subject is a submission. The submission we talked about before, submission means we voluntarily put ourselves under somebody's control, under somebody's authority. We are willing to be put under their authority, under their control. But doesn't mean we are inferior to them. No, doesn't mean. Because some people try to be humble, try to be submissive, but they, on the other hand, they also afraid of to be inferior to someone. Humility stands from power. Submission stands from power too. Not everybody can do this. Yeah. You know, I met some African-American people, yeah, young guy. I say, you look so tall, you look so strong, right? Why not join the army, join the military? Do you know what did he say? He said, no, I can't, because I cannot obey. I cannot obey the command. I cannot. So not everybody can obey. No. That's why we have a lot of problem, like in Congress, right? Two parties, they fight all the times because they won't obey to the other person. Right? So obey, submissive, obedience is tough, not good for everybody. Okay, then from 13, we can see submission actually involves respect. Verse 17. Honor all people, respect all people, love the brotherhood, fear God. So submission involves honor, which means respect and fear. And also verse 19. For this is commendable if because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. So also involves endurance. So how to submit someone, then we need to respect someone. If you respect someone, you respect police, then you will submit to police, right? If the police say, stop here, then you stop, right? Police say, go this way, then you go this way, right? All right? Because you respect, because he put in uniform, he wear uniform. Uniform represent the government's power, authority, then we have to respect. Respect government authority. Respect, yeah. Then because of fear God, fear. Why we have to obey our church, or like a council members, are you teacher, assign you to clean up the dishes or clean up restroom. Why you obey your RE teacher? Because you fear God, right? You fear God. Because of God, so I obey you. I fear God, so I respect you. I obey you. And then also need endurance. When we submit ourselves to government, like a tax, of course, you don't have a W-2 form or file 1090, right? 1099. So each year during from the new year of the first day until April 30th, you have to file tax return. Then if you follow government, you must suffer because you have to pay a lot of tax, right? You have to pay. But you also can try to some cunning way, to avoid the tax. Maybe the accountant will teach you. But you want to follow, You want to follow through the procedure, then you must suffer. You have to pay more tax. And if you want to follow the government, then you have to go to join the army. Because like in Taiwan, you have to join the army. If you go back to Taiwan, how many of you came from Taiwan? Taiwan now is different, raise your hand. Okay. If you go like under 18, right? If you go back to Taiwan, and before you have to go to the army, right? Because this government require, this is our obligation. So, but if you come to United States, right, then you don't have to, right? You don't have to. Yeah. And join the army is tough, because the military say, yes, sir, every day, yes, sir, like this way. And commander say, go this way, go that way. You have to follow. You this way, don't move. Then in your sun, 100 degrees, stand outside this, you cannot move. Even fly or mosquitoes bite you, right? You cannot remove. You just this like see flies there. So tough. So also involve endurance. We have to endurance, be patient, endurance the suffering. Okay. But if we have this character of submission, then we can, what's the result? Verse 15. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Because somebody try to find your fault, find your fault, because they say you believe in God, you are Christian, okay? Then they try to criticize you, find some fault from you. So we can silence them, because we submit to them. We are submissive. And then number two, through this we can glorify God's name. And Jesus is our example, verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example. Our message is different from the other denominations, especially mega church. Mega church, their congregation members reach up to 20, even 40,000 members. 40,000. Can you imagine? Whole United States together, we only have two or three active members, maybe only 2,500. All together, if everybody come to Boeing Park Church, right, all United States come gather here, only 2,500. A mega church, they have 40,000 members. And what do they preach? They preach successful message. They preach dream message. They dream. They say, we have to envision. Then God will bless you. Don't worry. God will bless you. God will take care of you. Don't worry. Don't worry this. Just enjoy your life. Just donate. Then God will bless you. Try to put more in the money. Check one member donated 50, and pastor said, "No, it's not enough. 500. Add one more zero. 500. Yeah, this is a true story. I'm serious. This mega church, because when they go into the chapel, they have to donate, right? And either through check or through the credit card." Then the member submit a green card, and the clerk sweep the credit card. $20. And then next step, next door, another person sweep credit card again. I say, hey, I pay already. No, before it's for church. Now it's for pastor. It's for pastor. So the purpose, they just want to get more, to gain more members. Yeah. And we are different. We also preach the sovereign message. Sovereign message. Yeah. We have to suffer. And we have to keep a 10 commandment. In Brazil and Argentina, it's very tough to preach gospel to the local people, because we say, we have to keep 10 commandments, and including the number 7, do not commit sexual immorality. Huh? They say, huh? What are we talking about? Yeah. So it's very tough, yeah. But we do. Yeah. We do preach the suffering. So Jesus Christ suffered for us. Suffered for us. He lived a good example for us. Yeah. Okay, 22. Who commit no sin, nor was deceit found in him, in his mouth. 23. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he was reviled, did not revile in return. When his mom rebuked him, he did not talk back. In our terms, So when your mom nagging you, did you talk back? If you talk back, you never talk back with your hand. If your mom nagging you, you never talk back with your hand. Never. Sometimes with your hand, you talk back to you. Okay. Try not. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Of course, you might say, unfair, I didn't do this. I didn't watch TV. But your mom said, yes, you watch TV. Because your mom touched the TV and still hot. The TV set is still hot. Who watch it? Somebody watch the TV, right? That's a TV. Yeah, hot. When your mom come back home, then all is shut off, right? The mom is very smart, So he touch the TV. Hey, it's called TV set, it's called them. Nobody watch TV. If somebody watch TV, then the TV, because temperature will hot, right? Then she can touch the TV. So endurance, just calm down. Keep yourself calm down. Don't talk back. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus' example. Try. 24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like a sheep going astray, but now return to the shepherd, our foreseers of your souls. Okay. Then chapter 3. another type of submission. Wives, the verse 1, wives, likewise, the former verses, previous verses. So likewise, they talk about the submission. Be submissive to your own husband, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives. Okay, so wives, especially sisters, when you get married someday, then you have to submit to your husband. And people may ask, if my husband's idea is not good, should I follow him? Should I submit to him? Brother, of course, sometimes we be wondering how to solve the problem. We try to solve the problem, right? And you have your idea, and wife have her own idea. And whose idea is better? And wife say, oh, your idea is not good. Yeah, okay. My idea is good. So wife say, husband say, but the Bible say, wife should submissive, be submissive to your husband, so you have to submit to me. And wife say, no, but your idea is foolish. So what can we do? It's a very real issue, right? Maybe. This scenario maybe happened to everybody. Okay, so what does this mean to us? Say, wife, submissive to your own husband. This is a principle. This is a principle. Right? This is a principle. This is attitude. When wife be submissive to her husband, then wife will respect. Right? Respect her husband. Will listen. Right? Will listen. Hey. Can you tell me more? Can you tell much more detail about your idea? Because I just listened to your idea. Now it seems right. Can you give me why you have this idea? Oh, then husband, okay, let me explain to you. Right? And then give more details. Right? When you have more fact and more fact, right? Truth, then you will know how to make a judge. Right? If only a couple sentences, of course, you have no idea how to make judge, how to choose which idea, which way we should go. So this is talking about attitude, principles. Remember, this is principles. This attitude, too, attitude, our mindset. We have to respect. Then, verse... Verse 2. When they observe, they means unbeliever's husband. When they observe your chaste conduct, so your decent conduct, accompanied by fear God. So if wife fear God, then they will respect their husband, honor their husband. Of course, some details you decide. But bottom line, our attitude should respect our husband. Because they observe, if they see that, oh, you are so good, this is a good lady, a good wife, then they might come to the Lord. And from verse 3, to what is to talk about how to clothe the wife, then we have to emphasize on inward beauty, not outward beauty. Yeah? Inward beauty and outward beauty. Yeah? Do you have outward beauty? Are you beautiful? Are you handsome? How many of you Consider you are handsome, raise your hand. You are handsome. Just how many of you consider you are so beautiful? You are beautiful. Do you consider I am handsome? No. Because you try to threaten me. But I consider I am handsome, right? Because God created me. When God created everything, God see it's good, right? You know, the Genesis chapter 1, right? When God created everything, then God said, it is good. Then it was good. Remember in the Genesis, right? So God created us. Then he said, oh, this is good. When God said good, I'm saying, oh, God, no. I'm so ugly, huh? God said, good. I created so good, so beautiful, so handsome. It's good enough. Then he said, no. All right. Be content. Just be yourself, content with what you have. You are so handsome, you are so beautiful already. So we don't have to make up, we don't have to go through plastic surgery. Don't have to, it's beautiful. I talk to my next class, he's attending already. Okay, pray in silence. I've been